It's Monday, November 10th. I'm Adrian Scabland. This is KNAU's Local News Now. For more than 130 years, scientists at Lowell Observatory have been at the forefront of scientific discovery. But last month, the observatory announced changes that some say amount to several layoffs. I have this report. Lowell plans to slash its research funding and reduce the number of science staff to just two positions next year. The observatory currently has about 12 full-time astronomers. Most of them have tenure, meaning Lowell has given them a salary regardless of whether they have grant money to pay for their work. But spokesperson Kevin Schindler says that'll change next year.
Times like this are really tough, especially when it involves people that you care about and you've worked with and that are such great contributors to science.
Schindler says the observatory's financial struggles have grown for years, particularly since the completion of the more than $50 million Lowell Discovery Telescope in 2012. In the meantime, observatory management has pulled money from its original endowment to help pay for day-to-day operations and research.
We can't rely on personal Lowell's endowment to help fill the gaps anymore. And we're a nonprofit organization, but we still have to pay the bills.
With financial pressure mounting, last month, Lowell told its researchers that, come January, they could continue to use of the observatory's facilities, but would have to find grants to pay for everything else, including their salaries.
I forecast that such a change would end up in, effectively, all of the scientists leaving within about 12 months.
Gerard Van Bell was director of science at Lowell. He resigned last month and ended a 14-year career at the observatory.
I really couldn't, in good conscience, continue to be director of science at an institution that was starting to turn away from science. And there actually is maybe not even so much of a need for a director of science if there are no scientists.
Van Bell says stable support from a research institution is critical to allow researchers the freedom to push the envelope of science and pursue research outside the traditional grant cycle.
Tenure helps you to pursue dangerous ideas. Galileo needed tenure.
Lowell says it'll continue to partially fund two research positions on planetary defense and exoplanets. The observatory also says it's working on plans to sustain more research in the long term. And we should note, Lowell Observatory has been a financial supporter of KNAU. Federal and state health officials are investigating 13 cases of infant botulism linked to a recalled baby formula, including in Arizona. The Food and Drug Administration says ByHeart, Inc. agreed to begin recalling two lots of the company's Whole Nutrition infant formula. All 13 infants were hospitalized after consuming formula from the two lots. No deaths have been reported. The formula is sold online and through major retailers. Infant botulism is caused by a bacterium that produces toxins in the large intestine. Health officials say the cases occurred in Arizona, California, Illinois, Minnesota, New Jersey, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Texas, and Washington. Arizona senators aren't among the faction of Democratic senators who say they're ready to join Republicans in passing legislation to reopen the government. Senators Mark Kelly and Ruben Gallego say they can't support the measure without firm commitments that Republicans will support extending tax credits that make health care more affordable for millions of Americans. Republican lawmakers have promised they'll allow a vote on the issue if the government reopens, but haven't committed to voting in favor of the extensions. In a statement yesterday, Kelly says, quote, "In the richest country in the world, families shouldn't have to choose between putting food on their table and their health care." The reversal by some Democrats comes after the Trump administration has restricted flights and delayed payments to millions of Americans receiving food stamps during what's become the longest ever government shutdown. Federal officials have awarded a contract worth more than $60 million to build a water pumping station in northwestern New Mexico. It's designed to deliver water from the San Juan River to communities on and near the Navajo Nation, including Gallup and Window Rock. The pumping station is a major component of the Navajo Gallup Water Supply Project with a peak capacity of 71 cubic feet per second. That's the equivalent of filling an Olympic-sized swimming pool every 20 minutes. The initiative is funded by the Navajo San Juan Indian Water Rights Settlement and is set to be completed at the end of 2029. Senator Mark Kelly and several other sponsors have introduced legislation that would prevent presidents from unilaterally resuming explosive nuclear weapons testing. Under the measure, Congress would first have to approve the tests, and presidents would be required to show proof of engagement with any state in which the tests would be conducted. The bill follows President Donald Trump's recent suggestions that the U.S. would begin nuclear weapons testing, which was ended in 1992. Senator Kelly called a restart to testing reckless and unnecessary. The U.S. could only conduct tests at the Nevada National Security Site near Las Vegas. The Mojave County Sheriff's Office says crews recovered the body of a 65-year-old man who slipped and fell in Grand Canyon West within the Hualapai Nation last week. Search and rescue crews used ropes to reach his body 130 feet below the rim near Guano Point. His body was sent to the Mojave County Medical Examiner's Office, but officials didn't provide further details. Managers on the Coconino National Forest plan more prescribed burns this week. Starting tomorrow, they'll ignite about 1,400 acres on Campbell Mesa in East Flagstaff over 3 days. Crews will also treat more than 11,000 acres south of Stoneman Lake on Wednesday, along with a pile burn on 10 acres south of the Sedona Airport within the Crescent Moon Ranch area. Nearby residents could be impacted by the smoke, and the work is dependent on weather conditions. This is the second busy week for fire crews as they conduct prescribed burns in the Flagstaff area and elsewhere in the region.
I'm Canadian meteorologist Lee Bourne. These mild autumn days going out of style. We do have our first real fall cold front of the season in the forecast for us late week. In the meantime, we start off Monday in the same old ho-hum, sunny and unseasonably warm fashion. As we move forward through the week, we'll start to see partly cloudy skies and gradually less warm afternoons. Winds pick up Thursday ahead of a fairly vigorous cold front. Moves through Thursday night. Widespread state rainfall. Snow levels will initially be well above 8,000 feet or so. Looking at a half inch to an inch of rain Thursday night into Friday morning. Snow levels then fall to around 6,000 feet. Through a blustery autumn Friday. Not really expecting much in the way of snowfall accumulation for population centers around Flagstaff or the White Mountains region. High mountain snow could be up to a foot for the mountain peaks. Storm quickly exits Friday, leaves us a chilly weekend ahead, and it looks like an active storm track stays in place moving into the latter half of the month. Stay tuned.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.